The earlier arrival this year of hot temperatures, including triple digits, has meant a big increase in home water usage.
You know, a household will go from 10,000 to 20,000 gallons a month on a normal household. Some go over 30, very few in the wintertime. But in the summertime, they'll jump up to 50, 60, 70. I've even seen some go up to 200,000, and they're not very big lots.
That's Assistant Water Director Kyle Marine, who says the city can use 39 million gallons of water in a single day in the summer. The maximum output of the system is nearly 44 million gallons. Water officials have appealed in the local paper for residents to try to limit their lawn irrigation to every other day. They also have an agreement for the school district and parks department to alternate watering days. Marine says it's hoped that the tiered rate structure for water bills will slow down some residents who may be watering too much. The system charges more per water used once customers hit a certain gallon threshold.
So they use more than 30,000 gallons, it jumps up about 40-something cents. If you use above 50,000 or 50,000 gallons, it jumps up to $2 per 1,000 gallons.
Marine says normally they see a drop in use after people receive their larger bills, but they didn't see that as much this year. He says that they hope they will not have to resort to more drastic measures.
Doing fines and restrictive water is always a last resort. I mean, we don't want anybody's lawns to go brown by any means, but if we start using more than we should, we're going to have to implement some restrictions, which is, like I said, not something we want to do.
Marine says they have several wells that are used only in the summer to supplement lawn irrigation. If new wells were needed, it would be a big expense at a cost of up to $2 million per well, with as long as a 3-year process to get water rights and permitting. He says they hope to avoid the cost and hassle just for a well only used 4 months out of the year. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.